This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn on its second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4, Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4, Lakenview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly. Executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. Scores Broadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings, hits a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeier has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeier in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! Scores Broadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you high school baseball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. We are at Day Air Park in downtown Dayton, home of the Dragons, which tonight is the home for Houston and Greenan. Houston in Division 6, Greenan in Division 5. High school baseball action tonight. The Wildcats of Houston and the Red and White from the Shelby County Athletic League. And the Knights of Greenan from the Ohio Heritage Conference D5 club. They are here in the dugout to the left behind third base. Houston dugout to the right. First game tonight was played, finished about 35 minutes ago. Twin Valley South 8, Fairlawn 3. There is another game here tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock between Lebanon and Miamisburg. We were here on Tuesday for the first game of a series of contests, high school games played here at Day Air Park. Anna and Fort Loramie hooked up. Anna won that game by a score of 12-2. Bryant Billing is alongside. Bryant, our prediction on Tuesday night was way off. We thought it would be a tightly played game, a close encounter. Anna jumped all over Fort Loramie in the first inning. Got three infield hits, two bunts, then a bases-clearing triple. And then it was easy sledding for the Rockets the rest of the way. We predict a tight game here tonight. I think the club that throws strikes, attacks the strike zone, will come out on top. Yes, you got to make the routine plays defensively. These two teams starved for a win. Houston has won once, Greenan twice so far this campaign. If Anna and Fort Loramie coming into that game on Tuesday could be described as consistently inconsistent. These two clubs here tonight are consistently inconsistent times two. Neither team hitting the ball very well. Each club ready to bust out. More experience on the Houston side. Green and very young. Four and five freshmen play a lot of baseball. Four seniors do start for Houston. Overcast skies, no chance for rain. How about this? This past Tuesday, chill factor was in the mid-40s. 1 week ago tonight, when we covered the game between Rushi and Minster up in Shelby County, chill factor was in the 30s. Here we are, 80 degrees at first pitch time, upcoming here shortly. Bryant Billing next to me, jack of all trades, Sydney Daily News formerly, videography, photography, sports editor, news editor, and he's taken those skills, especially the videographic and photographic skills, to the Dayton Daily News. He works right down the street here in Dayton on Monument. Thanks, Bryant, for going along with us here for high school baseball. It's fun to have your color commentary, engineering expertise. You don't get to use your photographic and videographic skills here online for audio play-by-play in color, but still a pleasure to have you join us.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here. And yes, scratch is a different area of my brain, and I always enjoy getting up in the box and watching a different experience from this vantage point for sure. And it should be a fun one tonight, like you said, two teams that are starved for wins, but looking forward to what looks to be on paper a competitive game. Mm-hmm. These two teams here, both have played strong schedules so far, too, and that always helps prepare you down the line.
A tough luck loss for Houston last night. A rain completion game. Houston was up 2-1 and then was beaten last night in the completed contest by a final score of 3-2. Greenan scored a couple of wins on the 14th and 15th of this month earlier in the week, beating Southeastern, which is down this year, 10-0, 9-5. Then lost on Wednesday to Mechanicsburg, which is ranked in the state in Division 6. Mechanicsburg beat Greenan 11-1. I watched some of that game at Greenan High School. Two outstanding head coaches. Dan Barker, seventh year at Houston. Brandon Weems had been at Springfield before coming to Greenan. Coached at Pike High School in Indianapolis for a number of years. Brandon Weems, head man at Greenan. Dan Barker at Houston. Two very good high school baseball coaches. We'll return with more from here at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. High school baseball tonight, Houston Greenan on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday ends for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47, the site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we welcome you back here to Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, Houston Green in here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. For Greenan's head coach, Brandon Weems, the top offensive players so far this season have been Carson Fields, Grayson Meisler, and Maddox Vauder. For Houston, Reagan Steiner hitting .283, .407 on base percentage, 9 for 9 in the stolen base department. A.J. Edwards is batting .350 on the year. Trouble scoring runs for the Houston Wildcats in 7 setbacks, 7 runs scored, and that is it. In excess of 40 errors on the year for Houston so far. Not a good recipe. That's just one victory. And as I noted, Greenan's won just 2 games on the season. And as Bryant noted, strong schedules played by both teams so far this year. Each team starved for a victory, that is for sure. Infield practice having been taken by Greenan, and the Knights are leaving the field. And here come the Houston Wildcats onto the diamond at the moment. First pitch coming up at 8 o'clock. This is the first game of 2 here at Day Air Park tonight. Twin Valley South beat Fairlawn in Game 1 by a score of 8-3. Here is your tentative starting lineup for both teams. Houston, the visiting club on the scoreboard, will hit first. Leading off catcher, senior Reagan Steiner. Batting second, sophomore left fielder Joey List. Senior center fielder Jeff List hits third. Shortstop, sophomore Grant Cole in the cleanup spot. Luke Krim, the junior pitcher, hits fifth. Then A.J. Edwards, senior, first baseman, batting sixth. Blake Heitman, freshman, second baseman, seventh in the order. Tanner Voisard, senior, third baseman, hits eighth. And Joe Moeller, junior right fielder, in the ninth hole for Houston. So it's Steiner, Joey List, Jeff List, Cole, Krim, Edwards, Heitman, Voisard, and Moeller. For Greenan, leadoff batter, freshman, shortstop Maddox Vauder. Catcher, sophomore Grayson Meisler, hits in the second spot. First baseman, junior Carson Fields, bats third. DH, Ethan Reinofsky, junior, he is in the fourth cleanup hitting role. Batting fifth, sophomore right fielder Grady Evans. Sixth, freshman center fielder Thomas Bendel. Batting seventh, the pitcher Logan Blevins. He is a junior. Blevins, junior pitcher, like Krim, who pitches for Houston, also a junior. Batting eighth, Grayson Shingler, freshman third baseman for Greenan. And batting ninth is Eli Paulus, freshman second baseman. I mentioned the D.H. Reinofsky. He bats for senior left fielder Colton Houseman. Reinofsky D.H.'s for left fielder Houseman. Houston and Greenan coming up. One of these two teams will get a big victory here tonight at Day Air Park, home of the Dragons. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
And we are finally back here at Day Air Park, a few minutes from the first pitch, Houston and Greenan. Dan Barker, head coach of the Houston Wildcats, year number 7. Dan hails from Barker Insurance. We give a big shout-out to Barker Insurance. Darren Barker, Zach Yanger, agents there along with Dan, founder of Barker Insurance, Denny Barker, hello to you as well. Thanks to Barker Insurance, long-standing underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. All the way back to 2008 or 2009. Gratitude to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a true originating partner in 2006. Thanks to LaCal Equipment, LACAL. LaCal came to Shelby County, Jackson Center, Ohio, back in the early 1980s from LA, California, thus the name. And LaCal Equipment got us off the ground. We could not be here today without the effort, the support, the assistance of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thanks to LaCal and Barker Insurance. By the way, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the area. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And for these two teams here tonight, there are key building components for sure. I think the club that throws strikes, the pitcher that gets the ball over the plate, keeps his defensive players involved. The defense then makes the routine plays. It's going to be the recipe for victory here tonight. Throw strikes, make the plays behind the pitcher. Key building components for both teams. That sure was how the first game transpired, as Twin Valley South threw strikes all night long. Fairlawn got just 6 hits in that game. In fact, I heard someone say that close to 70% of the pitches thrown by Twin Valley South here tonight in game number 1 were strikes put in play or were fouled off. Key building components for tonight's game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Houston, of course, competes in the Shelby County Athletic League. We covered a big SCAL game this past Tuesday night and a defeated Fort Loramie. The Redskins now have a loss in league play. Anna and Rushi are unbeaten in league action. Rushi, by the way, defeated Bodkins tonight. The Shelby County Veterans Services Office, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to vets and their eligible family members.
Services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Do not hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org. That's veterans plural, shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. We'll take a two-minute break, then return. National anthem upcoming, public address starting lineups, and then our first pitch. Houston Green in here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Interesting final score to report to you tonight. Division 5, Anna, 5. Division 7, Minster, 4. Winning run, a walk-off score in the bottom of the seventh for the home team, the Anna Rockets, who defeat Minster tonight. A very good ball game. Rockets down the Wildcats, who were beaten by Versailles in a Tuesday night MAC game. Versailles beat Minster 7-5, so the Wildcats have fallen twice since defeating Rushi last Friday and winning over the weekend. That's how topsy-turvy high school baseball can be, Bryant.
Yes.
A lot depends on pitching. And when you play multiple games a week and the weather gets good, your pitching had better be deep.
And it was a good matchup for both of those teams on the mound. The winning run was by Aiden Keller, and he also was on the mound. He hit a two-run single to win it for the Rockets. He went seven innings, gave up three earned runs on 10 hits, struck out 4, and then Wiss pitched 4. Minster went 6 innings, gave up 3 earned runs on 6 hits and 5 strikeouts. And when you consider how far down the rotation that is, although you told me Keller's the number 2 for Anna, but still, that helps, and it's a solid non-conference matchup between those two squads.
Greenan takes part in the Ohio Heritage Conference. There's a North Division, a South. Greenan is in the South, will move next year, I believe, no later than the year after next, to the Central Buckeye Conference. But in that OHC South, Greenview's in the lead with a mark of 6-0 in league play. Madison Plains at 4-1. Catholic Central
a club we'll see against Lehman in about a week and a half, is 2-3, Cedarville 2-4, Green and 2-4, and Southeastern, who Green and recently beat twice, rounds out the South Division of the OHC with an 0-6 mark. We've got the first pitch next here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Junior right-hander Logan Blevins on the bump for the Green and Knights. He will open up the top of the first inning, pitching against Reagan Steiner, Joey List, and Jeff List for the Houston Wildcats. Greenan wears the black shirts, white pants, black caps, and a black stripe down the sides of the trousers. Houston Wildcats, white from top to bottom. Red headgear, though, red numbers on the back. The Knights and the Wildcats here from Day Air Park on scoresbroadcast.com. Looking at Greenan defensively around the infield from third to first, it's Shingler at third. Vauder is at short. Paulus is at second. Fields at first. In the outfield left to right, it's Hausman in left field, Bendel in center, and Evans in right. Behind the plate doing the catching is Grayson Meisler, and on the bump pitching is Blevins for Greenan. Steiner, List, and List, two brothers, Joey and Jeff, hit second and third in the Wildcats starting lineup as Dan Barker, head coach of Houston, moves on down to the third base coaching box. 7 years for Dan. Had a couple of fine seasons here recently, back below, before the health crisis campaign. Won double digits, close to 500. Won four games in the SCAL one season, five another. A baseball head coach, Bryant, about as tough a head coaching job as there can be at the high school level. Football, you've got an assistant, it seems like, for every position on the field. Baseball, you don't. You got nine out there on the diamond, okay? The DH is 10. But you can put your players in the proper position. That's the choice the head coach has got to make. He's got to prepare his student-athletes for a spot on the ball diamond. And then it's simply a case of practice, 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 and execute the details. That's what high school baseball is all about, it seems to me, anyway.
That's absolutely right. One other thing, well, several other things that make it tough for coaching high school baseball is just how short the season is and how much work is required. It's tons of work in the off season preparing for it, especially in the winter before the season starts.
And then everything gets blown up when winter lasts into April and May.
Yes, and then a lot of coaches have to go deep into the summer with acne and stuff like that, too. Mm-hmm. So it really takes a lot.
First pitch to start the game by Logan Blevins of Greenan is down and in for ball one.
And the second pitch to Reagan Steiner, leadoff batter for Houston, is in at the waist for ball two. 2-0. Infield up at third for the Green and Knights. Pitch to the plate is hammered hard down the right field line. Fair by a foot. It rings into the corner, bounces around beyond the bullpen. Recovered by the Green and right fielder. And the leadoff batter for Steiner is on for Houston as he pummeled a double just inside the right field line. That ball was scalded. It was tattooed. So Steiner is down at second with a two-bagger to start the game. And here is Joey List stepping in now for Houston. Third baseman for Green and even with the bag. Second baseman, shortstop for the Knights, playing cat and mouse behind the Houston runner. The pitch by Blevins, low and in for ball one. So very important at the high school level to get ahead of the hitters. When you're pitching behind and you've got to lay it in there more or less to throw that perfect strike, then you are going to get hit. And that is indeed what happened. First batter of this game. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 here on List. And Brandon Weems gets a timeout. Head coach Greenan goes to the mound. He will talk things over early on. Houston, a runner at second, no one out. 2-0 on the second hitter of this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Two balls, no strikes, and the batter for Houston. Runner is going, and it's a wild pitch at the plate. Rolls to the backstop. Reagan Steiner hurries around third and makes about 10 steps toward the plate, puts on the brakes as the catcher for Greenan, Meisler, runs back on the turf, warning track, close to the backstop to recover the wild pitch thrown by Blevins. And Steiner, the runner for Houston, does halt at third base. And here is the 3-0 pitch to Joey List for Houston. And it's a fastball, yes, on the outside corner at the shoulders. A high strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls, a strike, 3-1 on List. Blevins hustles a pitch up there. Swing and a miss, strike two. It was out of the zone, up high, but List chased it. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Joey. Houston, a runner at third, no one out, top of the first. Winding pitching is Blevins, and he missed off the plate wide, and it's ball four. So a double, a wild pitch, a walk, and the batter runner for Houston, who went down to first on the base on balls, made the wide turn, and now he's hung up between first and second. And now the Houston runner, Steiner, is hung up between third and home. A throw across the diamond, and he's ruled to be safe. He got in under the tag. Very, very close call at third. Houston winds up with runners at second and third. I tell you what, Bryant, the Wildcats almost ran themselves out of the inning. It looked like one man was going to be caught in a pickle and tagged out for sure, maybe even two. But both are in safely. The man who walked for Houston is down at second. That's Joey List. And Steiner wound up staying put at third. That was a game of cat and mouse. And the Wildcats almost made a big mistake. The count is two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Jeff List. Brother Joey out at second. Blevins not throwing strikes on the bump here for Greenan in the top of the first inning. There's a low and in two-seamer, swing and a miss by the batter as Jeff List cut over the top of it. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Houston runners at second and third. No one out, top of the first. Pitch by Blevins is skied in the air to short center. Center fielder for Greenan, Thomas Bendel coming on. Steiner tags at third for Houston. He strolls home easily. It's a sack fly to center off the bat of Jeff List for Houston, which leads 1-0.
Houston batters doing a great job here so far, Jack. They know which pitches to swing at and know which ones not to.
So very important there for the Wildcats to put the ball in play with runners at second and third and no one out and advance the runner in from third base. Steiner is home. Houston on top, one zip. Here's Grant Cole, sophomore shortstop for Houston. He looks at a pitch very wide and high for ball one. A ball and no strikes. Greenan would say, hey, it's a reprieve if we can get out of this top of the first with just a run scored. Blevins throws low and in. I'm not sure what the mechanics from the plate umpire were there. He seemed to signal a strike, but the scoreboard records a ball. It was low and inside. Plate umpire thought about registering a strike, but didn't. Here's a foul off the tip end of the bat, rolling to the right. Two balls and a strike on Grant Cole, shortstop for Houston. Runner at second, a run home here in the top of the first inning. Twin Valley South defeated Fairlawn 8-3 in game one here at Day Air Park tonight. There's a high fastball thrown by Blevins. It's up in the armpits, and the hitter Cole looked it over and took it. And he's ahead, three balls and a strike. Blevins swings into action and misses up top again, ball four. Oh, we talked in the pregame, Brian, about the importance of throwing strikes at the level of high school baseball. You've got to pound the zone, attack it, and make the hitters put the ball in play. Those free 90s will cost you. Head coach Brandon Weems to the mound for Greenan, and a pitching change is in store. Two on, one out. Houston's got a run in, top of the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
A new pitcher for Greenan, we believe it's number six, Brody Dearth. Freshman right-hander on the hill now for the Knights as head coach Weems did not waste any time. He's made a change, a run in, two on, one out for Houston, top of the first, as the starter Blevins threw just six strikes in 18 pitches, not good enough. And he is on the sideline as Dirth rears back and throws, swing and a foul to the backstop. Slugging is Luke Krim for Houston, starting pitcher for the Wildcats tonight. He hits from the right side. Bat cocked high above the right shoulder. Two on for the Wildcats. One out, top of the first. Dirth looks back at second. Throws it very wide outside. A ball, a strike, one and one on Krim. Four seniors start for Houston. A couple of juniors, a couple of sophomores, a freshman. Greenan starts for Frosch. Just one senior in the opening lineup. Oh, there's a good pitch. Fastball, outside edge at the thighs. A strike called on Krim, and it's one and two. Of all two strikes, one and two on Krim. Sack fly here in the inning by Jeff List of Houston has enabled the Wildcats to jump in front by a score of 1-0. Strike three called, outside corner, above the knees. That was a wide strike call. Plate umpire pretty generous on that one. Krim looked it over, didn't pull the trigger, and it's a strikeout for the pitcher Dirth of Greenan. A.J. Edwards hits, the first baseman, a senior for the Wildcats. Two on, two out. Swing and a miss, strike one. That was a good hummer. Blazed in there by Dirth on the opening pitch to Edwards. Monday night, we are at Fort Loramie. Rushi Raiders take on the Fort Loramie Redskins. I believe the weather forecast is looking up. Swing and a high foul back this way, out of play. Nothing in two on Edwards. Did I miss something, Bryant? The scoreboard says one out. There's got to be two. Sack fly and a strikeout, right?
Yes, correct.
The pitcher, Dirth. Oh, it's a slow bender. Strike three, swinging. The batter reached for it, came up empty. Outstanding pitch by Dirth. He comes on a relief and gets the job done for Coach Weems and the Green and Knights. Houston does score one and takes the lead as we go to the bottom of the first. 1-0 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Well, Brian, I would say we give a lot of credit to Brandon Weems, head coach of Greenan. After 18 pitches, made a pitching change, and he halted the Houston rally in the top of the first inning right there at one run as Dirth came on in and got the job done on the hill for the Knights.
Really different when you look at the stats there just from that inning. Blevins left after throwing 18 pitches, six of which were strikes. He gave up one earned run on two walks and one hit. Dirth threw seven pitches, six were strikes. He struck out both of the batters he faced.
There you go. Sums it up. Houston 1, And Green and Nothing, Knights coming to bat for the first time. Vauder, Meisler, and Fields open up against Luke Krim, right-hander on the hill for the Houston Wildcats. Shortstop for Houston, Grant Cole, is deep in the hole at short. Outfield shading Maddox Vauder a little bit to the right. Center fielder for the Wildcats, Jeff List, is parked a little to the right center side of center field. And Krim, right out of the chute, is ahead. No balls and a strike, nothing in one on Vauder. Krim winding, firing. Ball fouled to the screen, right back at us. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Neither team has been hitting the ball very well this season. Maybe one club will break through here tonight. Reagan Steiner banged a double to start the ball game off for Houston. He eventually scored. Breaking pitch from Krim. It's a backdoor curve that nips the inside corner on the right-hand batter. Vauder took a look at it and did not swing and is out. Called strike three. Grayson Meisler steps in, sophomore catcher for the Green and Knights. He, too, from the right-hand side. Outfield pretty much straight away. There's a big hook from the pitcher, Krim. It froze Meisler. It's a strike called in there just above the waist. Krim has been sprinkling in some off-speed. There's a fastball grounded hard to second right at the Wildcats second baseman, Blake Heitman. He gobbles it up and flips it on to the first baseman, A.J. Edwards, two down for Greenan here in the bottom of the first. Play goes from 4-3, second to first. Carson Fields, left-hand batter, fine hitter, hits in the third spot for the Knights. Fields a good, what, 6'2", 6'3", every bit of that, would you say, Brian?
Yes.
Slightly open stance, even with the plate. Right foot, the stride foot, well out in front of the plate. And the initial pitch is upstairs, thrown by Krim. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Fields. Strike over the outside corner. Looked like a change. Caught the black on the outside edge. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Krim's got the sign from his catcher, Reagan Steiner. Pitch misses, low and away, 2-1. I like the mannerisms of the plate umpire. He walks in the direction of the pitch, inside or outside. He lets you know with a step. Krim again missed wide, and it's 3-1. Three balls, a strike, 3-1 on Carson Fields of Greenan. Bottom of the first inning. Houston scored first to begin the game in the top of the first inning. A run, a hit. 1-0 Wildcats. Off speed, cut on and missed. As the batter Fields was out in front. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Let's see if Krim attacks the zone with a fastball here. 3-2 offering. Fouled down the left field line, out of play. He tried to sneak a hard one past him. And the hitter Fields spoiled it, out of play to the left. Still 3-2. Fields with a cursory look down at Coach Weems, third base box. Hit away if it's in there. There's a ball plastered right back up the middle on a line in the center between the shortstop and second baseman. Base knock for Fields. He took the 3-2 pitch and smashed it through the middle of the diamond. No chance on the play for the shortstop for Houston to roam to his left and get it. No opportunity for Cole. And Fields is on down at first. And here is the junior DH. Ethan Reinofsky hits from the right side for the Knights. Runner at first base takes a 4-5 step lead. Oh, the pitch to Reinofsky is way in, and it is missed by the catcher. Steiner couldn't hang on, gets away, rolls to the on-deck circle, and Fields trots on down to second. If that ball didn't bounce, Bryant, that's probably a pass ball.
I think so. And Greenan still with a chance here.
Runner in scoring position, two down. Reinofsky takes up an in ball, 2-0. Two out for the Knights. Bottom of the first inning. Runner in scoring position out at second. 1-0 Houston. Krim looks back at second, throws to Radofsky. There's a hard shot, speared at third base, fine catch by the Houston third baseman, who lurched off to his left. Tanner Voisard gloved that ball in the nick of time. It was ticketed for left and a run-scoring single. What a play by Voisard. Good things happen sometimes when you throw strikes.
Yes, absolutely.
We played one here at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. 1-0 Houston over Greenan on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
So for Houston here at the top of the second inning, Blake Heitman comes to the plate, and he takes a cut at the first pitch from Dirth and misses for strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. That pitch is just a little bit off the plate outside, a ball, a strike. One of each on Heitman. Cincinnati Reds have hit three home runs tonight and lead 7-1. That score courtesy of Denny Monin up in Rushi. Raiders downed their opponent tonight, the Botkins Trojans. And Anna nipped Minster in the bottom of the seventh, 5-4 at the Rockets Complex this evening. There is a pitch behind the head of the batter, Heitman. Count now even up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. A lot of room for the Houston hitter down the left field line. Bryant, there must be at least 90 feet of territory between the left fielder and the left field foul line. Heitman not played to pull one bit. Outfield shifted way right for this right-hand batter, who is at 3-2 now in the count. Dirth winding, pitching, full count offering. Fastball outside corner, yes, strike three. Look good from here, and the plate umpire rings him up. That was a good 3-2 offering by Dirth.
Yes, that was. That's now three batters and three strikeouts for Dirth.
I tell you what, that is relief pitching extraordinaire right there. One down for Houston, top of the second. Tanner Voisard steps in, third baseman, senior. And he gets jammed on an inside fastball and can't get around in time. Strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. And Voisard, who made the splendid play to end the bottom of the first. And that kept the Greenan Knights from getting on the board. Greenan had a runner at second. And with two down, the batter at the plate stung one hard to Voisard's left at third. And he lurched that direction and pulled it in. Little pop-up, ball fisted in the air to the pitcher, Dirth, who catches easily just to the first base side of the mound. And the batter, Voisard, is out. Pop-up to the pitcher, number one, by way of scoring. Here's Joe Moeller, right fielder junior for Houston. He bats from the left side. dearth so far in this short relief stint, Bryant, has been superb on the bump for Greenan.
He absolutely has. This looks like this is going to be his most extensive work of the season yet. As of the last time the Knights updated their stats on the Ohio Heritage Conference website, Dearth had only appeared in two games, pitched four innings total in those two games. He has a 3.5 ERA and five strikeouts heading into tonight.
Well, Joe Moeller on the 1-0 count attempts to bunt, and he bloops it up the third baseline. It hits a few inches fair and then takes a right angle hop into foul ground. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Moeller. And the third baseman now for Greenan has sneaked in a few more steps. Shingler well up in front of the dirt. Is that a bunt attempt by Moeller? He might have attempted to bunt at the ball. He pulled the bat back in time, says the plate ump. No appeal at first. And it's judged a ball. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Moeller. Two down for Houston. Top of the second. That one's way wide. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Moeller of the Wildcats, who have two down here in the top of the first. Houston leads 1-0. Outfield in switch mode, around to the right for the left-hand batting Moeller. A belated cut at a changeup. He misses, and it is strike two, 3-2.
You talked about how young Greenan is this year, Jack. The Knights have had five freshmen appear on the mound already this season.
Up and away, ball four, Dearth walks Moeller. That bodes well for the future in Coach Weems at Greenan, that's for certain.
Yes, that does.
And I was at the Greenan game against Mechanicsburg a couple nights ago, and that's what the crowd from Greenan was talking about. Looking down the road, it should be a very positive sight, Greenan baseball. A lot of youth seeing action here in the 2025 spring.
They've had nine pitchers total this year. None of them have been seniors.
Runner going for Houston. He steals. The pitch to the plate is taken high and away for a ball. A good pitch for the catcher to throw on, but a fine jump by Moeller of Houston, who sneaks in under the tag at second. He is safe. A steal. Steiner for Houston is at the plate. He doubled to start the game off. That one's way in below the knees. 2-0 on him. Well, a second hit of the game for Houston right here, and the Wildcats have another run. Outfield deep for Steiner and around to the right. There's a ball smashed to first. Oh, a nice play by the first baseman for Greenan. It is covered up by Carson Fields. He digs hard for the bag. Unassisted, he makes the play. And Steiner is out for Houston, which goes down without scoring in the second. A runner left. We go to the bottom of inning number two. It is 1-0 Houston over Greenan on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Vinster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hello once again. Welcome back to Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. Tonight, home to Houston and Greenan. High school baseball on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. 1-0 Houston leads. Greenan comes to bat in the bottom of inning number 2. Grady Evans, Thomas Bendel, and Logan Blevins to hit. When Blevins was removed from the mound, Bryant, in the top of the first inning, Did he remain in the game? We'll have to check the official game changer lineup to see where Blevins may have wound up being positioned. Here is a strike to Evans. No, he checked his swing in time, and it's a ball. Delivery by Krim, low and away. And it is 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0. Plate umpires got me fooled a little bit. I'm baffled every now and then. Last thing I want to do is be premature. There's a full swing at a low pitch that rolls away from the Houston catcher. Batter didn't foul it. It's a strike, obviously, nonetheless. 2 balls, a strike. 2-1 on Evans, sophomore right fielder. That's from the right side for Greenan. Outfield and center and right, shading that way. There's a towering fly to right center. Who's going to get it for Houston? And the right fielder looks at the center fielder. Center fielder looks at the right fielder. It was playable, but nobody catches. And it winds up being a double fly ball variety for Grady Evans. Would you agree with me, Bryant? That ball's got to be played.
Yes.
It goes down as a double. That's one of those errors of omission.
Exactly.
That doesn't appear in the box score anywhere. That is a gaffe mentally in the outfield between the center fielder Jeff List and the right fielder Joe Moeller. Either one of the two could have caught the baseball fairly easily.
I was going to tell you, Dirth is listed on Game Changer as in the lineup now, and we see him down there warming up as he's the next one at the plate.
So Thomas Bendel, the center fielder, is in the box right now hitting. Dirth is on deck. The count is no balls, a strike, nothing and one on Bendel. Tying run out at second for Greenan. There's a bunt attempt foul into the Greenan dugout alongside third. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing and 2. Krim now has to bow his back. He should have 1 down and nobody on. That's all there is to it. Look back at second, but Krim, he needs a strikeout up and in under the chin of the batter, Bendel. And it's 2 strikes and a ball. 1-2. Hugging the left field foul line for Houston is left fielder Joey List against Bendel. Curveball tapped foul. He was out in front, spoiled it. Still a ball and 2 strikes, 1-2. No one out for Greenan. Third baseman for Houston, Voisard, is a step or two behind the bag. No signs of bunting here, 1-2. There's a ball pumped into right field. Right fielder for Houston coming on. Reaches up with the mitt and spears it. Nice play by Moeller as he came zipping in toward the right field foul line. About 75 feet beyond the first base bag. Runner at second holds for Greenan. 1 down on the fly to right. And here is Dirth, the pitcher, on the mound now for Greenan, hitting in the box from the right side. hits the ball off the fist over second and in the center field. Second baseman for Houston made a good try. Blake Heitman leaped in the air off to his right. Could not get the ball in the mitt. It just missed it by inches. Runner at second base for Greenan hesitated briefly, wondering if the ball might be snared. He did dash to third. Runners on the corners, first and third for Greenan here in the bottom of the second inning. Tying run at third, one down for Grayson Shingler. There's a swing and a miss by the batter, and indifference is employed here by Houston. Steal of second by the Greenan Knights. Wildcats do not throw down to the second base bag. There's another ball lying back up the middle, off the fist. It has enough mustard behind it to trickle on into center field. Here's a throw home by Houston. Great slide at the plate, good tag, safe on a very close play. Batter runner scoots on down to second base. Single to center by Dearth ties this game up, Bryant, at 1-1. Or I should say, single to center by Shingler.
Yes.
Ties this game up. And now Eli Paula steps in. Smart heads-up base running by Shingler. The throw went all the way through to home. Houston had a shot at the man at the plate. The batter runner is at second. A run in. We're tied at one. Eli Paulus, freshman second baseman, hits. Krim stretching. Looks back at second. There's a ball pop foul right back our direction. No balls, a strike, nothing and one. One down for Greenan here in the bottom of the second inning. We're tied at 1-1. My mistake. I'm fouled up here, Bryant. The scoreboard says two runs are in for Greenan. Where did I goof? There's a foul pop alongside third. Oh, a good hustle play by the third baseman of Houston. He comes sprinting into foul territory down the line. Tanner Voisard, splendid effort. Fine running catch.
So both runners scored, Evans and Dearth, on that single.
Yeah, Dearth was aboard.
Yes.
My mistake. So it was a two-run base hit by Shingler. He scored a couple, wound up down at second on the throw to the plate. That was the attempt to get Dearth, the second man who crossed home. Since Paulus has fouled out to third, Greenan's taken the lead 2-1. My slip up, I apologize for not being able to add one and one. 1-1, Jack, equals two.
Greenan, three hits in this inning here. It's been a strong one for them.
Here is Paula swinging from the right side. Two down for the Knights, bottom of the second frame. Curveball from Krim. Yep, it's above the waist, a strike called. 1-2, one ball, two strikes, 1-2 on the batter. Here is Krim into the stretch position. Peeks back at second. Comes home. Ball lined into right center field over the head of the second baseman for Houston, Heitman. It's in for a single, and Greenan has strung together a series of hits in a big second inning to push its lead to 3-1. Nice comeback by the Knights here in inning number two. And we come back to the top of the order. Maddox Vauder steps in, freshman shortstop for the Greenan Knights. I tell you what, Bryant, I'm off one hitter. That was Maddox Vauder right there. According to public address, Meisler is hitting, the number two man.
That is correct.
My mistake in my own scorekeeping. I failed to put a hitter down as having batted for Greenan. And the batter, Grayson Meisler, good hitting catcher, swings and spanks a hard ground ball single into left field between third and short. And Krim is being hit hard here in inning number two.
Yes, he is. And to recap, Evans led off this inning with a double to center. Bendel hit a fly out to right. Yep. Then Dirth singled on a line drive to center. Shingler hit a two RBI single on a live drive to center. Paulus popped out to third, and then Vater had a line drive single to center.
Yeah, my mistake was I didn't credit Shingler with two ribbies on the base hit. And in my excitement following Paulus' fly ball in foul ground alongside third and the hustling play by the Houston third baseman, I neglected to write down the Paulus at bat. So I got a player behind. Vauder and Meisler have batted since Paulus's pop out to third. And here's Carson Fields. Now, he's very dangerous. He swings from the left side. Excellent hitter for Greenan, which is up by a 3-1 count here in the bottom of the second. Conference on the mound for Houston. Krim had a very sharp first inning for the Wildcats, but he's been tagged in inning number two. Fields at the plate. Runners at first and second. Greenan looking for more. There's a ball grounded and one hop to the right side. Second baseman roams to his left for Houston. Can't get it. Ball is into right field. The runner goes to third, doesn't score. The runner rounded second too far, and he's nailed. He doesn't get back in time. Base running mistake by Greenan. And Coach Weems hot about it. The runner on third was held up by Coach Weems. That was the good decision. The runner coming toward third didn't lift the chin up and see what was going on at third base. He should have halted at second. Houston was alert and threw behind the runner and nailed him for the third out. But Greenan does score three. We head to the third. 3-1 Knights on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, all of a sudden, Houston has its work cut out. 3-1 as Greenan has taken the lead over the Houston Wildcats. We head to the top of the third inning. Joey List, Jeff List, and Grant Cole, the second, third, and fourth hitters in the Houston lineup, coming to bat top of the third after what was a wild bottom of the second for the Greenan Knights, who spanked one, two, three, four, five hits, unofficially by my count, in the inning, Bryant. Five hits, maybe as many as six.
Six, yes. Yep. They had six in that inning.
Six hits off Krim in the bottom of the second inning, a hit in the first, seven total hits now for Greenan, which leads 3-1. And Dirth, who sparkled on the bump in relief there in the top of the first, threw a strong second. Is it a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Joey List of Houston here in the top of inning number three. Outfield straight away for the sophomore left fielder. That pitch is up and in tight under the bill of the helmet. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. That was a very productive and strong offensive second inning for Greenan. Maybe the best such inning the Knights have had this season. They did recently pound Southeastern twice in back-to-back games, home and away. Two balls, two strikes now, 2-2. Outside corner pitch at the waist, and the plate umpire rings up the hitter, Joey List, out on strikes. Here's Jeff List hitting now. Joey List had walked in the first. Jeff List hit a sack fly. After three batters to start the game, Houston had a run and was up 1-0. Curveball outside thrown by Dearth to Jeff List of Houston. Big hole between third and short. Shortstop for the Knights is way up the middle. That's Maddox Vauder. There's a ball hit hard past the pitcher to the first base side of second and into center for a hit. Sharp single off the bat of Jeff List. No chance for the second baseman for Greenan to make a backhand play, as that ball was cracked really hard by the hitter Jeff List. He's aboard, one down for Houston here in the top of the third. 3-1 lead, Greenan.
That is the first hit the Wildcats have gotten against Dearth tonight.
Grant Cole swings from the right side for Houston and fouls it out of play to the left. No balls, a strike. Nothing and one on Cole. He walked for Houston in the top of the first frame. Outfield straight away. Greenan coming off a three-run, six-hit inning. There's a pitch high and away off the glove of the Greenan catcher. It rolls on behind. Easy advancement for Jeff List. He moves up on the pass ball. 3-1 in favor of Greenan. Three runs, seven hits for the Knights. A run, two hits for Houston. The count, a ball and a strike. 1-1 on Cole. That pitch misses up and away, and it's 2-1. Houston tries to scratch and claw and get a run back here in the top of the third. Down by a 3-1 count. Outfield straight away here for Grant Cole of Houston, who swings and fouls it to the netting behind home plate. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Will be interesting to see how many pitches Dearth can throw for Greenan. Limited use so far this season, Brian, as you noted previously. We'll keep track of the pitch count. Here is Dearth throwing, breaking ball low and away in the left-hand batter's box. And the count is 3-2. Big payoff pitch upcoming here to Grant Cole of Houston. One down. We're in the top of the third. Houston batting, a runner at second. Pitch to the plate. Misses high and away. Ball four. Two on for Luke Krim. Krim struck out in the first inning. In fact, I think he was the first batter that Dearth faced in the top of the first. With one down, Dearth came on. Coach Weems of Greenan made a change. Dearth struck out Krim and Edwards back-to-back. The pitch is a ball, 1-0. Dearth falling behind now on the Houston hitters. Runners at first and second. One away for the Wildcats, who trail 3-1. Top of the third inning. There's a fastball lifted high into right center field. Green and center fielder off and running. He goes back into the gap and catches over the shoulder. Nice play. Runner at second for Houston tags and moves up. Beautifully done in center field by Thomas Bendel of Greenan. He went a long way, Bryant, for that baseball.
Yes, he did. He really had to put on the afterburners there. That hat went flying off, but he was able to get to it.
Deep fly out by Krim. Runners at the corners now for Houston. Here's A.J. Edwards, two away for the Wildcats in the third. Edwards struck out in the first. Catcher for Greenan steps out in front of home plate. It's Meisler. And let's see what kind of a play these two teams have on. Runners at first and third, two down. Runner in first going. Meisler, the catcher, drops the pitch to the plate, scampers after it. Houston now has runners at second and third. That is a passed ball on the Green and catcher, and runners are at second and third for Houston with two down in the top of the third. Tying run at second, pitch to Edwards. Ground ball, four hops to third. Green and third baseman muffs it, can't find the handle. Everyone safe and a run scores. 3-2, runner at second. Had started to take off for third for Houston. He hung tight. Edwards is at first, E5, 3-2 ball game. And here's Blake Heitman with two down for Houston in the top of the third inning. 3-2 now. Pitch to Heitman, low and away for a ball. In all fairness to the Green and pitcher, he should be out of this inning and on the bench.
Still the Wildcats. And they are now getting their second look at Dearth, and they are making contact now.
Swing and a miss. Heitman goes all the way around on a pitch down in the zone. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Two out for Houston. Top of the third, two on. Green and leads 3-2. This shapes up as a back-and-forth contest. Runner at second going. Delayed steal by the runner at first, and Houston moves up both men. Pitch was low and away. A good pitch on which to go. Two out, 2-1 in the batter. Runners at second and third now for Houston. Go ahead, run at second. Pitch to Heitman, high and tight. Misses the zone, ball three, 3-1. Three balls, a strike, 3-1 on Heitman. Wildcats trying to do damage after two out in this frame. There's a strike at the belt on the outside corner, and it's 3-2. Big payoff pitch upcoming here. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Heitman of Houston. Runners at second and third, two down, top of the fifth inning. In the stretch, Dearth for Greenan. Way upstairs for ball four. Dearth has lost that pinpoint control with which he started back in the first and continued on in the second. He staggered a little bit here in the third inning. This is a long stint for him. Bases full now for Houston. And here is Tanner Voisard. The pitch is swung on, grounded to third, and it is ruled just foul. Oh, inches wide of the bag. Coach Barker for Houston tried to sell it. He gave that fair sign, and the ball was probably fair, a good, 80 feet down the line, Bryant, before taking the last couple hops just to the left of the bag at third. Of course, if that ball, in the judgment of the umpire, bounces over any part of the bag, it is fair, and it was oh so close. Here's the one strike pitch to Voisard. Yep, strike two. He went down to look at it. It was at the knees. He didn't offer, but he's down in the count, nothing and two. Bases loaded for Houston. Top of the third, 3-2 ball game. Pitch by Dearth, slow breaker, swing and a miss, strike three. Good comeback for the Green and Hurler as the curveball gets Voisard. We go to the bottom of the third frame, 3-2, Green and over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, Brian, I just noticed an email from the Ohio High School Athletic Association, which, on a tentative basis, breaks out divisions for high school football. Marion Local is Division 7, Coldwater and Anna Division 6 this coming fall. That's tentative. It's not set in concrete. But just saw that release from the OHSAA. Was thinking maybe there was a chance Marion Local and Coldwater might be in the same division, both in D6. Coldwater a big D6. Marion Local a small D6. But nope, based on what I just read, Marion Local is a Division 7. That's tentative for football this coming season.
How many years in a row have they won now, Jack? I can't even. And with this winning, what is the winning streak? 60-some? So that's four straight years then, Ryan?
64. 16 times 4. 64. And over the last three decades, roughly 30 years, Marion Local wins the state championship on average every other year. I think it's 14 titles in 27 years.
Right.
Like that. It's amazing. And all the credit in the world to that community.
Yes.
We are in the bottom of the third inning here at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. Houston and Greenan locked up in a real good high school baseball game. It is 3-2 in favor of Greenan with the Knights batting here in the bottom of the third. And the count is three balls and two strikes on the hitter, who looks at a pitch for ball four. It is inside, just off the edge of the plate. Was that the DH batting, Reinofsky, Bryant?
That was.
Yep. Base on balls for him. And stepping in now for Greenan is Grady Evans, the right fielder. Let's see if the Knights play to move that runner up 90. Uh-oh, pitch got away from Krim, and it plunked the batter about waist high. He couldn't get out of the way. And here comes Coach Barker for Houston. A slow walk to the mound. Greenan's got runners at first and second. No one out. Bottom of the third. Knights 3, Wildcats 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325, the Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Center fielder Jeff List on to pitch now for Houston, trying to squelch this rally by Greenan here in the bottom of the third. Knights lead 3-2 thanks to a 3-run, 6-hit second inning. Knights have gotten the first two aboard, a walk, a hit batsman here in the bottom of inning number 3. 1-run lead for the Knights. No one out for Greenan, which still bats in the bottom of the third frame. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality standards. We are production support in Rushi. We offer customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. ProductionSupportInc.com. We promote Scores broadcast to the many schools and athletic programs in the region that it follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Very important that Houston stops the run production, but Greenan right here. Good change by head coach Dan Barker of Houston, two on for Coach Weems, Greenan Knights. No one out, bottom of the third. The pitch by List, a fastball up and in, and it is a skyborne pop foul, curling to the left, out of play, over the Greenan dugout. Thomas Bendel, the batter, center fielder, freshman for the Knights. He was out on a fly ball to right in his first trip. Evans, who the previous hitter was hit by a pitch, had doubled in his first at-bat. So he's officially one for one. Curveball by List upstairs, a ball, a strike, one and one on Bendel. Rydnovsky down at second, Evans at first for Greenan, bottom of the third. Knights lead at 3-2. Greenan scored runs in the first, or I should say Houston scored runs in the first and third. A 3-run second for Greenan. Here's a foul ball the other direction beyond the Houston dugout to the right. A ball and two strikes, one and two on Bendel. Very nice evening for high school baseball at Day Air Park, winning the wind blowing out to left center. It was blowing in on Tuesday when it was mighty chilly for that Anna-Fort Loramie game. Boy, in 72 hours, the weather has changed for the better.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day, really summer-like, and it's a great night for baseball here.
Sure is. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Bendel, who steps out of the box. Two-man umpire system. Base umpire is between the mound and second to the third base side. Pitch to the plate, curveball, looks pretty good from here. Yep, the plate umpire rings up the batter, strike three. Bendel looked at it, and List buckled him with a breaker. One down for Greenan, bottom of the third. 3-2 ball game in favor of the Knights. Here is Dearth, who had come on in relief of the starting pitcher, who is Logan Blevins. There's a foul ball off the mask of Steiner, the Houston catcher. And the plate umpire takes a little bit of time to walk over and get that foul ball. He's met 30 feet to the right of home plate by Houston coach Dan Barker. Steiner, the Houston catcher, gets a breather. No balls, a strike, nothing, and one on Dearth for Greenan. Two on, one out. Bottom of the third. The look back at second by the Houston pitcher, List. That's up top, out of the zone, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com, Monday night from Fort Loramie. Rushi Raiders, Fort Loramie Redskins. Uh-oh, that pitch is in off the shoulder of the batter. He's aboard. That is the second hit batsman in this inning for Houston pitching, as the starter hit a batter, Krim, and now on List, he hits one in this frame. And Greenan has loaded the bases with one down. And here's Gratian Shingler. Shingler has a two RBI single to his credit back in the second. Good pitch by List. A two-seamer caught the outside corner at the knees. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Shingler. Bat cocked high above that right shoulder. The pitch by List on the way. There's a ground ball to short. Nice play by the Houston shortstop. Flips on to second for one. Relay to first, not nearly in time. Run scores from third for Greenan, which pushes the lead to 4-2. New hitter coming up for the Houston Wildcats, or I should say for the Greenan Knights, with men on the corners, is Eli Paulus. Force out. Goes from 6-4. And we have the runner at first base for Greenan zipping down to second before a pitch is delivered, as the Knights try to catch the Wildcats into a hurried throw somewhere in the diamond. There's a strike call, a fastball above the waist on the outside half by List, as he hummed one in there against Paulus. Runners now at second and third for Greenan. 4-2, Knights lead. Bottom of the third. Ground ball to the right side, hit softly. 4-5 hops to the Houston second baseman. It's tracked nicely by the infielder, Blake Heitman, and he flips it on to first for the out. Inning over, but Greenan adds a run and goes back up by two. It was 3-1 at the end of two. Now it's 4-2. Greenan at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We're Fox Supply, located in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academics and our athletics, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years. And Fox Supply continues to build, through Scores Broadcast, a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many organizations in the region helping make the area a great place to live, receive an education, and raise families. We start the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Moeller, who fouls a bunt off to the left, and he's behind 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. On the mound for Greenan is still Dearth. Is that correct, Bryant?
That is.
He wavered a little bit there in the third inning. How many pitches has he thrown? Probably 40 to 50? A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Moeller. He walked in the second for Houston, and he sprays the ball foul out of play over the dugout at third. It's still a ball and two strikes, 1-2.
He is at 55 pitches now to answer that question, Jack.
I was close, a little light. His most extensive work of the year.
Yes.
It is a long stint for him. A ball, two strikes on Moeller, feet spread apart at the plate. He cuts at a fastball under his hands and misses. Good location by the pitcher, Dearth of Greenan. One down for Houston here in the top of the fourth. Back to the top of the order for the Wildcats. It's Reagan Steiner. Steiner's doubled and grounded out to first unassisted. The pitch to Steiner wide for a ball. A ball, no strikes. 1-0. I'd like to tell you all about Schaefer Market and its gallon give back program. A penny for every gallon of gas sold at the market pumps in a month's time is then donated to a special local organization. That's the Gallon Give Back Program at the Schaefer Market gas pumps in Fort Loramie. And don't forget, online ordering is available for Schaefer Propane. Online bill payment available for both Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Go to the website, schaeferoil.com, S-C-H-A-F-E-R-Oil.com. Steiner swings at a 2-1 pitch and comes up empty. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Good battle going on here. Dearth for Greenan, Steiner for Houston. Feet spread apart at the plate. He wiggles the bat, continues to do so. Catcher sets up on the outside corner. And the pitch is in. Ooh, almost caught the fabric of a trouser leg worn by Steiner. It was well off the inside corner. Did not nick him. It's a ball. 3-2. Pitch on the way, but Dearth hit hard to second. It skids to the second baseman for Greenan, who makes the play comfortably. It's Paulus on to first for the out. Two down for the Wildcats here in the top of the fourth. Here's Joey List. He's walked and struck out for Houston in two at-bats. 4-2 score. Greenan in the lead, top of the fourth. Pitch to List inside off the edge for a ball. We use the word, I think, wavered. That's what Dearth did a little bit back in the third inning on the bump for Greenan. But I tell you what, Bryant, after one out was retired in the first inning, he came on in relief. A good choice by Coach Brandon Weems. It's paid off since.
Well, it's really impressive the way he's bounced back here, and especially when you consider the youth and the relative inexperience.
There's a foul fly out of play to the right. Two balls, a strike, 2-1.
That can be really unnerving when your opponent starts hitting you with the strength that Houston was hitting him there last inning, but he has really come back, and he finished out that inning well, too.
2-1 pitch to List of Houston, swung on. Oh, there's a mile-high pop-up between the pitching mound and home plate. What a play by Dearth. He staggers to the ground and catches the ball. Wow, the Greenan pitcher. Oh, that was dynamite.
Yes, he really lost his balance there, but he kept it, Jack, as he fell down.
Oftentimes, that's the third baseman's play coming in down the line from the bag, usually not the catcher out in front of the plate, rarely the pitcher. But Dearth said, I've got it all the way. And he made the play on it to end the inning for Houston. We go to the bottom of the fourth. We're stuck at 4-2. Green and 4, Houston 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is 4-2. Green and leads Houston. Bottom of the fourth inning upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com from Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. First game tonight won by Twin Valley South 8-3 over Fairlawn from the Shelby County Athletic League. Here in game two, it is Division 5 Greenan up 4-2 over Division 6 Houston. I'd like to remind you all about Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's located at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Handicapped, accessible, open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience and your style. We will help you create that style at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway and you'll come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Dirth, the pitcher for Greenan, has been styling since coming on with two down in the first inning. He's done quite a job, Bryant.
Absolutely has. It's been a very impressive performance. Again, he's sitting at 3 2/3 on the mound. He's struck out 6, walk 3, given up 1 hit.
Greenan bats here in the bottom of the fourth. And according to my scorebook, we're back at the top of the order. And Maddox Vauder steps in. I believe that's correct.
That is.
I double-checked myself after bungling that bottom of the second inning. The count on Vauder, nothing and two. There's a fine pitch at the knees on the outside corner. Opening pitch was a strike. Second pitch, a ball. It missed wide. Here is the 1-2 pitch. Check swing foul into the Houston dugout. Still 1-2. On the mound is Jeff List for Houston. He wears 99. You'll see that in the majors every now and then from a relief pitcher. I don't know who's 99 on the football field, Bryant. A tight end, maybe? I'm not sure.
Yes.
Swing and a miss. A good high fastball by List, and Vauder chased it. He whiffed. One down for Greenan, bottom of the fourth. Here is Grayson Meisler. Vauder and Meisler struck singles back in that busy second inning for Greenan when the Knights scored three times. High breaking pitch by List, a ball and no strikes. 1-0 on Meisler. He's one of two sophomores in this starting lineup for Greenan. The other is Grady Evans. Four freshmen started tonight for the Knights. Two balls, no strikes now, 2-0. Here is List. swings that left leg up into the air. There's a ground ball spanked back up the middle. Shortstop for Houston, Grant Cole, ranges left, and he cannot get a glove on it. And the ball scoots on into center for a hit. Good try by Grant Cole. As he took a few strides to his left, couldn't make a play. Ground ball single up through the box by Meisler, who's got a couple hits in this game. He is 2 for 3. Here's Carson Fields, top hitter on this club, in the third hole from the left side, open stance. Pitch Palist, breaking ball. Yes, a strike, a beauty. That's the way to open up on Fields. Had him off balance, looking for speed, and didn't get it. A slow breaker. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. There's a high pitch way upstairs, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Fields. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1-1. 1 down, 1 on for Greenan. Fields swings, and he hits a looping ball out over second into right field for a base hit. Nice placement by Fields, who took about a three-quarter swing and just made nice contact and dropped that ball into short right center. Runner at first, Meisler, moves up 90. Greenan with a threat here in the bottom of the fourth, already leading 4-2. 2 on, 1 out. Ethan Reinofsky, the DH, hits from the right side. Middle of the diamond for Houston at double play depth. There's a ball hit on a line past the shortstop into left center. Ball was tattooed. Good effort by Cole as he hustled off to his left. Outstretched glove hand, couldn't get it, and the bases are full. Everybody moved up a base on the hit by Reinofsky. And boy, the Green and Knights have worn their hitting shoes tonight, Bryant. That's 10 of them.
Yes. Despite that many hits, and it's a huge hit differential, the run differential is not that big.
Right.
However, this is a crucial inning here because Greenan can really extend the lead. Houston needs to come up with some good defensive plays here to be able to stay in this.
Yep. Well said. 4-2 lead for Greenan. Bases full, 1 down. Infield in for Houston. 4 runs, 10 hits for Greenan. A couple of runs and 2 hits for Houston. List has really got to put his nose to the grindstone now. He'll go from the windup to Grady Evans, who swings. It's a liner to right, and the Houston right fielder comes in and gloves head high. The runner on third base for the Green and Knights came down the line. When the ball came off the bat, he was unable to tag. The throw comes back into second, and the runner there for Green and is nearly doubled up. He does make it in safely, but the Knights did not get the run on the ball lined to short right field. A nice play by the right fielder for the Houston Wildcats. Good job by Moeller. But the runner on third, Meisler for Greenan, made his first step toward the plate. Couldn't get back to the bag to tag up. And Houston dodges a bullet. We're still at 4-2, 2 down. Bases loaded still for Greenan. Here is the windup, the pitch of the plate. It is swung on and hit hard to deep left field off the bat of Bendel, and it is over the head of the left fielder for Houston. It rolls all the way to the 338 sign on the warning track to the fence. 1 run scores. Here's another 3-run score. Bendel dashes into third safely with a triple. He cleared him with a long clout to deep left. That ball was really pulverized off the bat of Bendel of the Green and Knights.
Well, you saw some good defense there before by Houston, but that one just too hard hit for List there in left to be able to get to it. He made a good effort there, but that was a strong, strong hit.
That ball was really mashed. It was belted hard. A long, deep drive off the bat of Bendel. He really turned on it. And it's a lead of 7-2 now for Greenan. Bases clearing, triple to deep left. Durth, the pitcher of record, on the bump now for The Green and Knights is in the batter's box, swings from the right side. He's down, no balls and two strikes, nothing in two. Houston was one batter away from getting out of the inning as Dirth strikes out. He cuts it a high, hard one under the chin and misses. And Greenan's retired, but the Knights plate three more. A three-run second, a run in the third, three more in the fourth. We go to the fifth. Greenan 7, Houston 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here we go, top of the fifth inning. As we enter this inning, thanks to a little bit of Chicago music. Yep, the Houston Wildcats need to try to claw back. Don't need five in this inning, but need a couple to make this contest interesting once again. Four big hits for Greenan in that productive fourth inning. After six hits in the third, Greenan has cracked out 11 hits in four innings. Hit parade for the Greenan Knights here this evening against the Houston Wildcats. Is Dirth still on the hill for Greenan, Bryant?
That looks like.
Well, what a fine relief pitching performance for this young man for the Greenan Knights. He has been stellar, that is for sure. Brody Dirth, just a freshman. Houston Wildcats have Jeff List in the box from the right side. And the pitch to List is wide for a ball. Center fielder cheats a little bit into right center against the right-hand batting List, not playing him to pull. Large margin of space in left center. There is a strike called at the belt on the outside corner. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Marvelous relief performance by Dirth of Greenan. 7-2 lead Knights. Breaking pitch fouled right back here to her left, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, located in Rushi. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. There's a ball spanked out into right center field. That may have the gap. It's going to be a long single off the bat of List for Houston as he places one well into right center. Neither the center fielder Bendel or the right fielder Evans could get to it. It was perfectly parked between them. And had the ball been hit a little more sharply, it might have snaked its way up the gap for a double. Nonetheless, a single for List. A lengthy one to right center. He's aboard with no one out for Houston here in the fifth. And that is just the third hit of this game for Houston. And Jeff List has two of them so far for the Wildcats. Grant Cole steps in, nubs one up the third baseline, foul. No balls, a strike on Cole. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi in big demand. Tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds. O'Reilly will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly always accepting applications at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact O'Reilly online, O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. Curveball by Dearth. Yupper, strike two, outside corner. There's a ball lifted into center field, hit pretty well. Center fielder for Green in retreat, still goes back. It's off his mitt. It rolls toward the 400-foot sign in deep right center. Houston's going to score a run from first base. No, they won't. The throw to the plate is not cut off. Or it was cut off out in short right center and thrown to the plate. And Houston makes a base running boo-boo, and the runner is tagged out at home. That was Jeff List, who tried to score from first on the ball off the glove of the center fielder for Greenan. The batter runner, Grant Cole, winds up at third. We'll credit him with a triple. Ball was hammered, a good 320 from home plate. It caught the Greenan outfielder by surprise. He might have misjudged it slightly by the time he did dart back.
Yeah, it looks like he did.
Uh-huh. But Houston loses a big runner. That's an out. And Houston could ill afford to give that one up.
Now, that would have been a big one for the Wildcats to try to get back in it. The List got caught about 8 feet away from the plate there.
Uh-huh. He would have liked runners at second and third with none down, obviously, instead of a runner at third and one out. The count of ball is strike, 1-1 on Krim, with Grant Cole now at third. Pitcher Dearth got a break there as the relay came in from short center. Swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch. Krim couldn't find it at the plate, and it's a ball and two strikes. Dearth out ahead. I think it was the shortstop for Greenan who made the relay from short center field. Throw is wide up the line toward third, but because the runner for Houston was so late in getting to the plate, the throw really was Johnny on the spot.
Yes.
Several feet up the line.
Yes, it was.
Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Krim. We're still at 7-2 Green and runner at third. Pitches off the plate outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Krim. One out, runner at third for Houston. Top of the fifth, 7-2 Greenan. The ball hit by Cole was plastered. He had a lot of oomph on it to deep center. Wind blowing out might have helped. Swing and a miss, strike three. Krim cuts, goes for the fastball in the letters. Couldn't get a piece of it. Here's A.J. Edwards, two down now for Houston. And Dearth, the pitcher for Greenan, one batter away from coming away unscathed here in the top of the fifth. Foul ball nubbed behind home plate. No balls a strike, nothing and one on Edwards. Seven runs, 11 hits for Greenan, two runs, four hits for Houston. We're in the top of the fifth. Runner at third for the Wildcats, two away. Edwards swings from the right side. He struck out and grounded to third, which was booted, and he was safe on that error. That pitch is under his chin for a ball. The ball is strike, 1-1. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, a proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Easy for me to say. There's a ball skied to right, way up in the atmosphere here at Day Air Park. Right fielder for Greenan moves in two, three steps. It's Grady Evans on the catch, and Houston comes away without a run despite getting a single and a double in the same inning. They are scoreless in the fifth. 7-2 in favor of Greenan as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Knights coming to bat. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Ruchi, began to establish its very unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. And today, four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 more businesses across Ohio, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live and raise families. If you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us at A&M Pallet on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Ruchi. Oh, and thanks so much to the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. Schaefer Market has found out from you, the customer, exactly what you want on the shelves, and Schaefer Market has delivered. Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie. Bryant, have you ever had a Mahaffey pie? If you haven't.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love them. Yep, I've gotten them in Dayton before, and I have gotten them at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie as well.
The way you sound, when you've made a trip to Schaefer Market, you've gotten Mahaffey pies plural.
Yes, I've done it more than once. That is fact.
Oh, boy. You can't beat Mahaffey pies. You've asked for them, and Schaefer Market has delivered. Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Schaefer Market has gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves, and we've got them there for you now. At Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store in Fort Loramie. And at Schaefer Market, you can sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, too. Plus, a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items and your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market is your new community go-to store. And what's amazing to me, Brian, about the pies, the Mahaffey pies at Schaefer Market, so many different ones, the variety, endless.
Yes.
And they're all so good. I spent 30 minutes figuring out what choice to make.
Yes, it can be hard, that's for sure.
Here we go, bottom of the fifth inning, Green in batting. The count is no balls and two strikes on the first hitter, who swings and misses at a fastball thrown by List. It was in the upper part of the zone, and the hitter couldn't catch up. I believe that was, who was that who opened the frame for?
That was Shingler there.
That was Shingler, who struck out as Dirth finished the previous inning with a strikeout. Shingler starts the bottom of the fifth with a K. And here's Eli Paula stepping in. Previous hitter Shingler had a two RBI single to his credit. Rounded into a force at second, and then that strikeout. Here's Paulus, who fouls it back. No balls a strike, nothing and one on him. Well, we are in the bottom of the fifth. And Greenan has hit the ball extremely well tonight. 7 runs, 11 hits for the Knights. 2 runs, 4 hits for Houston. First game this evening went to Twin Valley South over Fairwan by an 8-3 score. Ruchi beat Bodkins easily tonight. Anna over Minster in an interleague game. 5-4, Anna won it, a walk-off in the bottom of the 7th at Anna. Reaching for that pitch is the batter, Paulus. He misses, strike two. Boy, big hits in this game for Greenan, a number of them. 6 back in the second, 4 more in the fourth. Ball nubbed to second, softly hit. Second baseman Heitman comes in and gloves it and pitches on to first for the out. Heitman for Houston on to first baseman Edwards. And there are 2 down for Greenan here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That play goes from 4-3. Back to the top of the order, and Maddox Vauder, two strikeouts and a base hit for him. Meisler on deck has two hits. Carson Fields, the rock-solid third hitter in this order for Greenan, has three hits on the night. And I tell you what, Bryant, if this game proceeds as it's progressing right now, you've got Fields at the plate, Dearth on the mound, as your potential Clancy stars of this game don't want to make a premature decision for you. It's all on you, you know. Houston has gotten a couple of base hits from Jeff List in this contest. There's a very high pop-up in the middle of the diamond. Third baseman from Houston comes down toward the pitching mound, reaches up and catches for the out. Good play by Tanner Voisard. Three up, three down for Greenan here in the fifth inning. We go to the sixth. It is still Greenan 7, Houston 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, the Greenan Knights put their second freshman pitcher on the mound of this game. Standing to win the contest is Dearth. Boy, he was very good. Brody Dearth, freshman, came on with one down in the first, put out the fire, gave up one run thereafter. Fine performance by him. Nate Kaltenbach is now on the mound. Kaltenbach is a junior that it's Grayson Shingler who's pitching. Kaltenbach will hit in this inning for Dearth. I'll get it right sooner or later. Shingler is indeed the second freshman pitcher on the bump in this game for Greenan. Bodes well for the Knights' future. We are in the top of the sixth. Houston's got to claw its way back with a two- or three-run inning here to make the seventh interesting. Batter for the Wildcats to start off the frame is Blake Heitman, wears 11 on his back, hits from the right side. He struck out and walked. Right-hand batter, right-hand pitcher, winding, dealing, Shingler, yes, it's a strike. Shingler began the game at third base for the Greenan Knights. Now he's on the pitching rubber. Throws to Heitman again, and that just missed low and away, a ball, a strike, 1-1.
Shingler also coming into this game has not been on the mound much yet this year. Two games, five innings, at a 2.8 ERA in those two contests.
And that pitch is low and outside, 2-1. Coach Weems for Greenan is finding some things out about the depth in his pitching department. 2-1 pitch up and in. Turned away, Heitman. 3-1. 7-2 lead for Greenan here in the top of the sixth. Striding plateward is the pitcher, Shingler. That one bounces. It's 4. Good start to the inning for the Houston Wildcats. And here's Tanner Voisard stepping in, third baseman, senior. Popped out to first and struck out. He's looked good defensively down at third, has Voisard. The pitcher, Shingler, looks at first. Won't pay too much attention to him with a 5-run lead. Fastball wide out of the zone. A ball and no strikes. 1-0 on the hitter for Houston with none down in the top of the sixth inning. Big gaping hole between third and short. Bunt attempt and striking right through it is Voisard. A ball, a strike, 1-1. He was bunting for a base hit. Third baseman for Greenan was back a step behind the bag, and now he is in front of the third base bag. Delivery by Shingler, up and away, 2-1. Well, the one thing that could come back to haunt Greenan is some wildness on the mound. You don't want to allow Houston to reach first base with a few walks. Strike two called, knee high outside edge. As Shingler comes back right there. 2-2, 2-2. Houston, meanwhile, wants to be patient at the plate. The Wildcats will take anything they can get. 5. Here's the delivery. Oh, it is just off the plate, low and away. And Shingler, the pitcher for the Green and Knights, wanted that one. In fact, the catcher, I think, for the Knights looked into the dugout. It was mighty close. Here's a 3-2 pitch fouled to the netting behind home. This is a big thrown ball to the plate coming up right here. 3-2. No one out for Houston. Top of the sixth, the runner aboard. Tanner Voisard way up in front of the plate. Swings and misses. Strike 3. He struck out on a high and away pitch. That's a big out for Greenan here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's Reagan Steiner. He has hit the ball hard every time up. A double to start the game. He scored Houston's first run. Hit a very sharp ground ball to first. Was retired first baseman unassisted. Here he bunts and he pulls it foul up the first baseline. No balls a strike, 0-1 in Reagan. And then he hit a hard ground ball to the second baseman in his third trip and was retired at first by a step. 1-3, but he's hit the ball squarely all three trips. Runner at first for Houston, 1. Another bunt by Steiner out in front of the plate. Off the mound, the pitcher makes a nice play. Shingler for Greenan. Comes in a good 20-30 feet off the bump. Fields throws a strike to first. 2 for Houston here in the sixth as the batter for the Wildcats. Reagan Steiner was bunting for a base hit, couldn't pull it off. I guess technically it would go down in the books as a sack bunt. Runner does move up. Here is, well, my mistake. That was Joe Moeller. I'm getting my left getting my left-hand batters mixed up. That was Moeller who just hit for Houston. Now here's Steiner. I can't follow my own score pad. I got the lefties mixed up. That was Moeller who just hit for Houston, who bunted out in front of the plate, was retired. Now here's Steiner. Moeller now is a 1-3, a strikeout, the bunt attempt, and a walk. Swing and a miss by Steiner on a pitch up in the zone. And he's down in the count, 1-2. that technically goes as a sack bunt for Moeller, the previous hitter. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Steiner. Ooh, it caught him on the right elbow. He made a late move to get away from it. The pitch was up and in. That's one of those deliveries, Bryant, you see the batters take on the arm in college baseball all the time. They're padded up 3-4 inches thick.
Yes.
But Houston has got two aboard with two out. And a ball up the gap here would make it a 7-4 game, and it would start to get very interesting. Hit by the pitch is Steiner. Here's Joey List. Two on, two out. Houston, top of the sixth. Two runs, four hits for the Wildcats. 7-11-1 for the Green and Knights. Breaking ball, cut on, and empty. Whiffing is the hitter. Joey List swings right through it. Strike two, nothing in two. List, a walk, a strikeout, and a pop out to the pitcher. Chokes up a little bit at the plate. Oh, there's a pitch on the waist at the outside corner. Strike three called. Boy, you could see that from up here. The plate umpire had no choice but to ring up the batter. That was a good 0-2 delivery by the hurler, Schengler for Greenan. He spotted that one on the outside corner at the belt. And the batter for Houston couldn't pull the trigger. Out on strikes. We go to the bottom of the sixth. 7-2 Greenan on scores. Broadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
And a proud sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and for tomorrow. Houston pitching in the seventh. Ground ball tap back up the middle. Shortstop Cole in front of the second base bag. Nice play. He spears on the run and flips a strike onto Edwards at first. And the initial hitter for Greenan in the bottom of the sixth, Grayson Meisler, is retired on a play from 6-3. Carson Fields, hitting hero in this game for Greenan. He's had three base hits. Meisler, the previous hitter, is 2-for-4 on the night. 3-for-3 for Fields. Junior first baseman swings from the left side. Takes a pitch high for a ball. That is still Jeff List on the mound for Houston, Brian. Is that correct?
Yes.
There's a ball hit on 1-2-3 hops to the right of the second baseman, who dashes off toward the second base bag, Heitman, but he can't get a glove on it. The ball finds its way below the mitt of Heitman. That's a single into right field for Fields. Boy, you talk about a fine left-handed hitter. He is superb.
Yes, he is.
4-for-4. He's the hitting star of this game, no doubt about it. Carson Fields for Greenan. 4 hits in this contest. He's on at first. Ethan Reinofsky, the DH, a junior, swings now for Greenan. A walk, a single, a line out to third. There's a foul ball to the right for a strike. Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the 2 or 3 most valued agencies in the whole area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857 for Barker Insurance. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number 1, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. One of the outstanding agents at Barker is Houston head coach Dan Barker. We say hello to Zach Yinger and to Darren Barker at Barker Insurance. Shout out to them. And the founder of Barker Insurance, Denny Barker. Hello to Denny. Green and Knights hitter looks at strike 3 at the knees. Good breaking ball by List as that hook froze the batter. And there are 2 down. Reinofsky K's for the first time tonight. Here's Grady Evans, hit by a pitch, flown to right and doubled. The sophomore is outside the box at the moment. I think we may have a pinch hitter. That's numero uno, Trenton Cleveland, a senior. I think that's number 1, who may bat for Evans.
That is correct.
My eyesight good enough to pitch up the number on the back of the man strolling toward the plate. Black numbers on black shirts. Thank goodness the numbers, Bryant, outlined with a little white chalk.
Yes.
Runner at first, 2 down for Greenan, bottom of the 6th, 7-2. Houston in the lead, or I should say Greenan in the lead, but 5. 12 hits to 4 in this game. Little tapper toward the mound. List is off the bump in a hurry. He gobbles it up, fires a throw on to first to Edwards for the out. And Greenan is down in the 6th inning. Play goes from 1-3. Knights go hitless over the, or I should say just 1 hit for the Knights over the last 2 innings. 12 hits for the game. 7-2 Greenan. We head to the 7th. Houston comes to bat. Down to 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its 3rd generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
I'd like to remind you to make your next play for financial wealth with WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge on Russell Road, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Phone 937-518-1776 to WiseBridge. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and Social Security planning. WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call for financial wealth to WiseBridge at this number, 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Houston Bryant bats here in the top of the seventh. Three outs remaining for the Wildcats, who are down five by a score of 7-2. This is Jeff List hitting. He starts off the seventh. He's pitched pretty well in relief. The count is a ball and two strikes, 1-2. He missed on the second pitch, had a big cut. After looking at a called strike, third pitch, a low outside breaker, and it's 1-2 on Jeff List for Houston. Wears 99 on his back. He swings and strokes a line drive single into right field. It was a good 15 feet off the ground or so. First, second baseman, neither one a chance. The ball was placed pretty well between them. Ball landed about 5 or 6 yards out on the grass in right field. Good sharp single off the bat of List. And he has had 1, 2, 3 hits and a sac fly. He is 3 for 3 officially in this game. Good night for List. Pretty good game pitching and relief. And an outstanding contest at the plate. Here's Grant Cole. Cole, the sophomore shortstop for Houston, is it a ball, a strike? He swings and misses on a 1-0 pitch, which was up and in. Cole, the young man, Bryant for Houston, two innings ago, who doubled off the center fielder's glove. He thought it was good enough for a triple. The runner on first for Houston sped all the way around third. He thought he could score, and there was an out at the plate, and that was a big out. Not a run scored in the inning for Houston, and that was a big turning point.
That was a huge turning point, absolutely.
Here is a swing and a miss by Grant Cole on a two-strike pitch. He's down on strikes. Luke Krim steps in. Fly out to center, a couple of Ks for Krim. He started the game on the mound for Houston and threw a very good first inning. No runs, a hit for Greenan in the first. Gave up a single to Fields. No shame in that. Best hitter on the Greenan ball club. Four hits tonight for Fields, but Krim got through the first. Houston led 1-0 entering the bottom of the second. And, wow, did Greenan ever start to tag the baseball in the bottom of the second inning. Six hits, three runs to take a 3-1 lead, and the Knights never looked back. Houston did trim it to 3-2, top of the third. Greenan got that run back in the bottom of the third and plated three decisive runs in the fourth, and that's where we stand, 7-2 in favor of the Knights. The count is A ball and two strikes, one and two, delayed call by the plate umpire there on a pitch to Krim that looked like it might have been a shade outside. One and two on Krim, one down for Houston here in the top of the seventh. Swing and a miss, strike three. Looked like a breaker. Krim swung over the top, and he is out. Pitching from Greenan has been solid, allowing just five hits in this game. And Coach Weems for the Knights has gone deep into his young staff, pitching two freshmen. This is Shingler on the mound still for Greenan. He relieved Dearth, a freshman. Bouncing ball back to the mound with two away. It's speared by the leaping Shingler. Shovels on to first for the third out to end this game. Greenan victorious over Houston, 7-2. The Division 5 Greenan Knights defeat the Division 6 Houston Wildcats here at Day Air Park, home of the Dragons, which tonight was the home of Greenan and Houston, and the Wildcats fall to the Knights by a 7-2 final. We'll return to wrap it up from Day Air Park in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account will make sure that dream is closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. 7-2, the final score. Greenan defeats Houston. Earlier game tonight that we did not cover on Scores Broadcast, Fairlawn was down by Twin Valley South 8-3. Second game, a five-run difference as well. A 7-2 contest won by the Greenan Knights. Greenan wins for the third time this season. Greenan entered the contest here tonight with an overall mark of a 2-8, 2-4 in the OHC South. Greenan now bumps up its record to 3-8, a couple wins over Southeastern. This victory here tonight over the Houston Wildcats. Houston dropped a heartbreaker last night to Fairlawn by a score of 3-2. It was the completion of a rain-interrupted game back on April 3rd. Houston led 2-1, but in the completion of that game, Fairlawn scored a couple unearned runs yesterday and beat Houston by a final of 3-2. Houston now 1-8 by way of record on the year. Wildcats just having difficulty scoring runs. That's all there is to it. I think Coach Weems Bryant made the remark to me earlier this week. He said we went through a four-game stretch, 100 batters, 75 of them put the ball in play. They were right at people. We lost four games in a row during that period. None of the games was close. That's baseball tonight. The ball fell in for Greenan. Houston hit a few shots right at folks. But it was Greenan's night, a big second inning. As make no mistake about it, Greenan knocked Luke Krim out of the box, hit him hard in that second. Fields, four hits on the night for the Greenan Knights. He was downright amazing. He put on a show at the plate, 4-for-4 for Greenan. And two freshmen pitched extremely well in relief. Dirth and Schengler, they were sharp coming in out of the bullpen on the bump. They were excellent for the Greenan Knights.
Yeah, and again, as you mentioned a little bit ago, too, Logan Blevins started on the mound for this game for Greenan, and what a rocky start that was, and how different did that game look then. Houston led 1-0 after the first inning, and that is because the Wildcats got one earned run off of Blevins. He only recorded one out, walked two batters, was quickly removed. Dirth came in, and as you said, a stellar performance. He went 4 2/3 innings and gave up one run that was unearned. He gave up three hits, three walks, and struck out seven batters. And then Schengler pitched the last two innings, struck out four over the last two innings to close the book there. And after that change, too, Greenan was able to start hitting at the plate, as you noted. And the Knights finished with 12 hits tonight. They were able to put the ball away from fielders tonight and really racked it up. They scored three in the second, one in the third, three in the fourth. Houston also scored all its runs in the first three innings. They, besides the one in the first, they also had one in the third. And that ended 7-2. Your Clancy's players of the game, they were easy picks. Brody Dirth, we mentioned his pitching stats, a stellar night. And Fields, as you noted, Jack, 4-for-4 at the plate. Clancy's star of the game for Houston, Jeff List, he came in and had a decent performance in relief tonight. Really settled down after giving up runs early. He finished three earned runs on five hits and struck out five batters tonight.
And Jeff List went 3-for-3 at the plate.
Yes, we have to mention that too. Yes, he was stellar at the plate and finishes 3-for-3 night with a nice single there in the seventh.
This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, our stars of the game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. We'll be right back.
Our next broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com is Monday night. It's Rushi at Fort Loramie, first pitch at 5. Online on scoresbroadcast.com at 4:25 on Monday evening from Fort Loramie. That's a big Shelby County Athletic League contest on Monday evening. Rushi at Fort Loramie, Monday night. Looking ahead, tentatively, next Thursday, Parkways at Minster next Thursday. That's a Midwest Athletic Conference game. Beautiful, comfortable, spacious press box at Minster along the third baseline. We'll enjoy that next Thursday night from Minster. Parkway comes to town. Minster, by the way, beaten tonight by Anna after losing on Tuesday to Versailles. Last night, Minster lost to Versailles 7-5, beat St. Henry on Tuesday. But last evening, Versailles clipped Minster 7-5. Tonight, Anna gets Minster at Anna by a final tally of 5-4. High school baseball, it's predictably unpredictable.
Yes, it is.
You just can't count on anything for sure. That's all there is to it. We would have thought we'd have this week here at Day Air Park a couple of close games decided in the 6th, 7th inning. The game this past Tuesday, it didn't even get to the 7th. It was a
yes.
6-inning contest won by Anna 12-2. And tonight, Green and simply hit the cover off the ball and beat Houston 7-2. And that wraps it up here from Day Air Park, home of the Dragons in Dayton. Thanks so much to our online listenership. We got a number of texts and emails from folks who joined us for action from here in downtown Dayton tonight. Thanks a lot to Bryant Billing alongside. He is the crack videographer and photographer of the Dayton Daily News now. After the Upper Miami Valley, enjoyed his skills and expertise at the Sydney Daily News for a lengthy period of time. How long?
7.5 years.
Wow. I knew it was at least a half dozen. 7.5. And now you're at the Dayton Daily News, and we'll continue to do more games here in downtown Dayton so we can have you as part of the broadcast.
Yes, it's awesome. I love it.
So many thanks to all of you for joining us. Next broadcast again Monday from Fort Loramie. Rushi Raiders, Fort Loramie Redskins. Online at 4:25. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Day Air Park, home of the Dragons in downtown Dayton, where Greenan has defeated Houston 7-2.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman
Allen Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dittman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47, the site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.